This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Have you ever said to yourself, "What was I thinking?" when you think about decisions and choices that you have made in your own life? I know I have said that. Let's talk about it. First, please join me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website on the internet at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/gospel2africa. There we have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com/gospel2africa. Today on the broadcast, I will be examining the Gospel book of John in chapter 10, which deals with Jesus in His role as the Good Shepherd. To those who will submit to Jesus in faith and dependence, Jesus will lead us, guide us, and care for us, just like a shepherd cares for his sheep. In this chapter, Jesus told the people of His day in the first century that He was more than just a shepherd, more than just a good teacher. He was and is God Himself. Verse 30 is where Jesus says He is one with God the Father, one in essence. Jesus said in John 14 that if you have seen Him, you have also seen the Father. When you look at Jesus, you are looking at God. Now back to the subject of sheep. Throughout Scripture, sinners in general, and God's people in particular, are described as sheep. Here are some characteristics of sheep, and I think you will agree that it is very applicable to us. Sheep are foolish. I don't know what sheep would score in an animal IQ, but I think they would be close to the bottom of the scale. Sheep are slow to learn. Every shepherd will tell you countless stories about how sheep can be taught a very painful lesson and yet fail to learn the painful lesson. A sheep may get caught in barbed wire trying to break through a fence, and then the next day it will try it again and again. Sheep are stubborn. Sheep are straying. Perhaps the main reason Scripture chooses sheep to characterize us more than any other animal is because of its well-deserved reputation for straying, see Isaiah 53:6, or of their reputation for getting lost, Luke 15:3. Sheep follow other sheep for no real reason. Sheep are dependent. Some animals can cope and thrive without any close supervision, but not sheep. They are very dependent on their shepherd. They cannot live without him. Sheep are the same everywhere. Shepherds that have been in a number of different countries and enjoyed many different cultural differences have seen one constant, and that's sheep. Sheep are the same the world over, if in character, if not in looks. American sheep are the same as African sheep, the same as Asian sheep, and on it goes. So then, when you see how sheep behave, you see it is not so very different from us. We really need the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, who knows all, who knows the future, and can guide and protect us and bring us home to heaven, which is the ultimate sheepfold. Heaven is the ultimate place to hold formerly wandering sheep who have found their eternal home in the safe arms of Jesus. And now the text of John 10, beginning with the words of Christ. I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of the sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration did not understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again, for this is what my Father has commanded. When Jesus said these things, the people were again divided in their opinions about him. Some said, "He's a demon-possessed man. He's out of his mind. Why listen to a man like that?" But others said, "This doesn't sound like a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Well, it was now winter time, and Jesus was in Jerusalem at the time of Hanukkah, the festival of dedication. He was in the temple walking through the section known as Solomon's Colonnade. The people surrounded him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus replied, "I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is in the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Once again, the people picked up stones to kill him. Jesus said, "At my Father's direction I have done many good works. For which one are you going to stone me now?" They replied, "We're stoning you not for any good work, but for blasphemy. You, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus replied, "It is written in your own scriptures that God said to certain leaders of the people, 'I say you are gods,' and you know that the scriptures cannot be altered. So if those people who received God's message were called gods, why do you call it blasphemy when I say I am the Son of God? After all, the Father set me apart and sent me into the world. Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. But if I do his work, believe in the evidence of the miraculous works I have done, even if you don't believe me. then you will know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Once again, they tried to arrest him, but he got away and left them. He went beyond the Jordan River near the place where John was first baptizing, and he stayed there a while, and many followed him. John didn't perform miraculous signs, they remarked to one another, but everything he said about this man has come true. And many people who were there believed in Jesus. That is the end of John chapter 10. Have you been trying to be your own shepherd in your life, directing your life as you think best? How many times have I looked back on my own past choices in life and I have asked myself, what was I thinking when I did this or that? We can all look back in amazement at the poor decisions we have made in life, which now seem ridiculous, but seem to be the best thing to do at the time. You see, we have limited vision and knowledge, but Jesus, being God, has complete knowledge and wisdom to lead us, to guide us, and most importantly, He has the power to save us from our sin. Open your heart to Jesus today, friend. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com, which works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you may listen to past, present, and future programs. We also have internet links to African language Bibles that you can read when you go to those links, which are found at our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address, gospel2africa.com. And I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from John 10:27-30. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me and He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the hand of my Father. The Father and I are one.